ask of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. You can join me. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. Of the Father. Joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. With the Son, we are children. We are children of the kingdom. Of the kingdom. We are family. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. Of the Father. We are joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. With the Son. We are children. We are children of the kingdom. Of the kingdom. We are family. We are family. We are one. We are one. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, that's who we are. We are children of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. And we are one. I have the feelings that each time we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, we get the impression that God expects every family on earth to be as perfect as the family of Nazareth, the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, a family where everyone is a saint. To think in this way is to misunderstand why the church celebrates this feast. In the first place, this feast is connected to Christmas. Through this feast of the Holy Family, the church gives praise and glory to God for becoming a member of the human family. God becoming part of us. He's now part of the human family by this great feast. Secondly, the church celebrates this feast to remind us that in many ways, the Holy Family is like any other family with issues of brokenness, misunderstanding, weakness, and hardship. So it's not a perfect family. They had very, very serious issues like we have in our families today. The gospel passage today helps us to know that Mary and Joseph also struggled in dealing with the parent-child relationship. I understand that one of the heartaches you have in your family is the fact that some of your kids have stopped practicing the faith. Many of you are very disappointed with God because you think God did not do his part after you have done everything possible to raise them in the faith. Yes, you have every reason to feel sad and very disappointed, but I think you are undermining the fact that your kids have free will and that we have an enemy, Satan, who is very interested in leading souls astray. Our response should not solely be that of disappointment, but persistence in bringing them back to God and his church. So I encourage you to keep sowing the seed. Gently remind them about God, and above all, let us continue to pray. Develop a habit of doing a novena for them, and once in a while, book mass for them. Then trust God and allow God to do the harvest. Today's gospel has another lesson that is very important for family lives here at Our Lady of Joy. We heard in the gospel how Jesus stayed back in the temple without his parents' permission. That was quite out of character, right? We expected Jesus to do better. So don't do that. Get permission from mom and dad. Antonio, let him get permission for everything, okay? Yeah, and my friends there, get permission from mom and dad before you do things, okay? It's very important. So, anyways, Mary and Joseph handled the situation very well. They showed understanding because they know deep in their hearts that Jesus has no malice against them. We will have more peace and joy in our homes if family members believe deep in their hearts that their siblings, their parents, their spouse have no malice against them. Look at Father Jess and I, for instance. We are living in the same rectory. We are from different countries. We have different culture. He's older, but we live happily together because we both believe that we have no malice against each other. We have all kinds of mannerism and attitude that can be irritating. Yeah. But we are blind to those because we know the other person do not intend malice whenever those irritating attitude pop up. That is how to deal with one another in a spirit of love and charity. Every one of us has one kind of attitude or that can be very irritating, but we must live above those and know that this is not out of malice. It's just this person's personality or something that we can deal with. But if we judge people's action thinking that they do things to us because they are very malicious, then we'll continue to have problems with one another. And so what we do is that we celebrate the gift in each other and pay less attention to our weaknesses. Brothers and sisters, life is very short. We can't spend it keeping record of people's weaknesses.